If you started to read or listen to my work about how people deal with stress, then why, you're already taking control. You are seeking to understand what is happening to you. The bigger picture shows us that managing stress is about your taking control of your thoughts, emotions, the way your life is structured, and the way in which you deal with issues in your life. What are current past habits, attitudes, and some of the excuses that you've been using in your life? To explain stress away as a temporary state is a delusion for many. You know, like, once I sort out the million and one things I have to do at the moment. No. Most people who say this can't remember the last time they took some quality time away. And I mean time of a couple of weeks, not on a holiday, but at home with themselves. Many people I talk to here in London, where I'm making this recording, a busy metropolis of a city, define stress as an integral part of their life. Some even go farther to tell me how it is even part of their personality. So, until we create a conscious awareness in terms of the decisions we make and how we respond to maintaining our level of life full of stress, it appears as though managing stress is, well, it's outside of our control. One way we can start to step back and take an objective view. Well, how? What about a stress list, so we can identify the regular stress elements in our life and then examine key stresses that are emerging at this point in our life journey? In this daily log, we will see both patterns and common themes emerging. For example, 1. What caused the stress you're currently feeling? And it is okay to simply guess if you're unsure at this time. 2. How did this leave you feeling, both emotionally as well as physically? 3. How did you respond at the time? And finally, 4. What, if anything, do you do to make yourself feel better? As we work in this initial stage of managing stress, anger, and anxiety, we begin by examining the coping methods that aren't providing emotional and physical health, and instead swap these ways of responding with ones that deal with the stress, anger, and anxiety. There are many ways to cope with stress, but they all require change. So, you can either change the situation, or you can change your reaction to it. You can either 1. Avoid, 2. Alter, 3. Adapt, or 4. Accept. Which is essentially change the situation by either avoiding or altering the stressful event or situation, or by changing your reaction by either adapting to or accepting the stressful event or situation itself. Before we begin examining ways of positively managing stress, take a look at this checklist and see if you have or are using any of these unhealthy and temporary ways of coping with stress. Drinking too much. Are you over or under eating? Perhaps sitting for hours and hours in front of the television or your mobile phone or computer on social media. Are you withdrawing from friends, family, and structured, I mean potentially demanding activities? Are you using tablets or drugs over a long period of time to relax and take you away from the powerful, stressful feelings? Are you sleeping far too much? Do you find yourself procrastinating over the simplest task or decision that you have to make? Are you being a workaholic and filling up every minute of the day to avoid facing issues or issues of problems? And finally, do you take out your stress on others by either lashing out, angry outbursts, or in some cases physical violence? Now it's time to make some all-important changes. The first we can examine is to avoid unnecessary stress. Essentially, learning or teaching ourselves how to say no. Essentially, what I'm focusing on here is your knowing your limits and then learning how to stick to them. If, in your personal or your professional life, taking on more than you can comfortably handle is one of the key elements of anxiety and the resulting stress, as well as natural associated feelings of anger, then you need to start taking back control. Avoid people who are, as I term it, psychic vampires. People draining your energy and always creating energetic and mental imbalance. So, if someone consistently causes you stress and you can't turn the relationship round to one of a more balanced nature, either limit the amount of time that you spend with them or end the relationship entirely. Now, taking control of your world. For example, if the evening news makes you anxious or social media does the same, turn off the TV or the computer. If journeys in traffic make you tense, take another route. If, at present, going shopping with people milling around you makes you feel overly anxious, do your shopping online. Let's look at managing or regulating certain ideas and conversations. For example, if you get upset over religion or politics or family issues, take them completely out of your conversation. If you are finding that you repeatedly argue about the same topics with the self-same people time and time and time again, excuse yourself from their discussion. Then there's realistic and unrealistic to-do listing. Analyze your schedule and responsibilities and daily tasks, and once you see how much you have said yes to, clear out the shoulds and only focus on the musts. Drop tasks that aren't necessary to the bottom of the list, or eliminate them entirely. Part 2. This is about altering the situation. Okay, let's live in the real world and recognise how there are certain stressful situations that we simply can't avoid. So, if you can't avoid a situation, then try to alter what happens in such a situation. And this approach is often based on changing the way you communicate, both with yourself as well as other people. Express, for example, your feelings instead of bottling them up. If something or someone is creating stress, communicate your concerns in an open and respectful way. Clearly, if you don't voice your feelings, then naturally resentment will build and the situation will remain the same. Also, be willing to compromise. When you ask someone to change their behaviour, also be willing to change your behaviour as well. If you and the other person are willing to bend a little, then there is a foundation for you both to find a middle ground. Learn how to be more assertive. Deal with problems and issues head on by doing your best to anticipate and prevent them growing out of control. If you need to work on an important project and your friend is talking away, oblivious to this fact, tell them clearly that you only have 5 minutes to talk. Manage your time better. Poor time management can be the basis of stress and resulting anxiety. When your mind is stretched too thin and you're running behind on projects, it is naturally hard to stay calm and focused. So, if you plan ahead and make sure you create realistic goals, you can directly alter the degree of stress. Thirdly, adapt to the stressor. Essentially, what we are exploring here is that if it isn't possible to change the stressful event or situation, then we focus on changing how we respond to it. Here, you can adapt to a stressful situation and regain some sense of control by changing both your expectations and your attitude. For example, reframe problems. Shift your perspective and the view of the situation to a more positive viewpoint. For example, rather than sit in the car and become more and more stressed in regard to the traffic jam ahead, look at this as a period of time to pause and reflect, listen to a favourite radio programme, or enjoy some downtime in your car on your own. See and explore the bigger picture. Take a different perspective on the situation and ask yourself how important the key elements being reflected back at this moment in time relate to you in the long run. Will it matter in a month, a year? And so, is it really worth getting this upset over the situation? If the answer is no, then focus both your time and energy elsewhere. Shift and adjust your standards and view on life and living it. Perfectionism is a major source of stress and something that we all, to varying degrees, need to explore. Essentially, what I am saying is for you to stop setting yourself up for failure upon failure by demanding perfection. Set some reasonable standards for yourself, others, and situations you encounter, and learn to repeat saying that you are okay with good enough. Yes, good enough. Consciously focus on positive elements. Take a moment or two to reflect on all the things which you are currently appreciating in your life, including your own unique qualities. This simple but effective strategy can help regulate and keep things much better in perspective. Accept the things that you cannot change. Yes, some sources of stress and resulting anxiety reaction in our lives are unavoidable. In fact, from my extensive clinical experience, natural and therefore healthy responses where we go through a recovery process include the death of a loved one or response to either serious or chronic illness. So, don't try to control the uncontrollable. Many things in our life are beyond our control, particularly when it comes to the behaviour of other people. So, focus on the things that you can control, such as the way you choose to react to the problems. Secondly, see the benefit from an experience. When facing major challenges, see the opportunities within them for personal growth. Also, if you hold on to old and outdated ways of approaching issues which don't work any longer, reflect and learn new ways of thinking and responding. What about sharing your feelings? Talk to a trusted friend, face to face, or make an appointment so that we can discuss. The simple act of expressing what you're going through can be cathartic, even if there is nothing you can do to alter the stressful situation. Opening up and exploring your thinking and feeling world is not a sign of weakness, as many people judge it to be. In fact, most friends will be flattered that you trust them enough to confide in them, and it strengthens the bond between the two of you. Learn to forgive. Like many of us, accept that we live in an imperfect world and that even people we know make mistakes. Work through and then let go, even if it is in your mind of anger and resentment. And by freeing yourself from such negative energy, you can forgive and rapidly move on. Spend time in nature, which is a great way of putting day-to-day life into a much broader and thereby more expansive way of viewing our life. Call a good friend and be honest about what it is that you wish to talk to them about. Listen to what they have to say and reflect back to you at this all-important time in your life. Sweat out the tension at a physical level with a good walk out. Write in a journal. This is a very, very powerful, free free-floating, just write. Don't punctuate, don't say it's got to be structured in this way. Just allow some of the thoughts and the unconscious or preconscious realizations to just flow. You can look at it later. Take a long bath and set aside time to relax, both physically as well as mentally. I know it sounds hackneyed, but lighted scented candles, and once again use this time to block out some of the intrusive thoughts and allow your inner self, true self, to have its own voice, which you hear more clearly. Stress, anxiety, anger, they all decant down into the physical body, so a massage for the impact of stress is powerfully stored up in our body, and it's not always clear until such physical tension is released the degree of impact that it's been in creating a cycle of tension. Perhaps curl up with a good book so that you can distract yourself on your own terms from the intrusive thinking which results from prolonged stress. Again, listen to music as a similar way of distracting yourself as much as reading. In fact, watching comedy, where many years of scientific research has shown the powerful impact of reframing our thoughts and physical stress reaction through laughter. These simple ideas are designed so you don't get caught up with the external world too much, that you forget to take care of your own inner needs, and realize that nurturing yourself is in no way a luxury at all. It is a biological and also a mental necessity. Set aside relaxation time by planning to include rest and relaxation as a part of your daily schedule. It's important to connect with others. For in today's modern society, for many there is a growing sense of isolation. So find and spend time with positive people, given how such a strong support system overcomes the negative effects of day-to-day stress. Plan to do at least one thing per day that you enjoy. Make time for leisure time and include an activity which brings you joy. This, well, for me, can be as simple an act as looking at the stars or peacefully cooking food. And finally, keep your sense of humour. And this includes the ability to laugh at yourself. The act of laughing helps your body fight stress in a number of ways. Finally, number 6, adopt a balanced lifestyle. Physical health is open to everyone at whatever age. Exercise and any form of physical activity plays a key role in reducing and preventing the physical side effects of mental stress by releasing pent-up stress and tension in the body. Be aware of what and how much you're eating. Keep a watchful eye on the amounts of alcohol that you're drinking on a regular basis, or, for that matter, the number of binge drinking sessions, for whilst it can provide an escape from stress, the relief is only temporary. Such behaviour simply holds you in a cycle, because you are only either avoiding or masking the issues. So deal with these issues with a clear head. Finally, sleep is a reparative process, and also a time when you connect with pre-conscious thoughts, very important insights. So at both a physical as well as a mental level, the correct levels and duration of sleep are crucial. However, very common during times of increased stress, arousal, that sleep can be a major problem. Why not take a little time to listen to the recording and the links on actual sleep. If you want to learn more, and you're listening to this recording other than on my own website, then you can contact me by email stephen@stephenwarren.co.uk, stephen@stephenwarren.co.uk.